KMBA keeping you in tune with our community. And fresh from our community, the executive director of the Anchorage Park Foundation, Beth Nordland, joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning. It's the park season.
Good morning. Spring is in the air.
Yeah. It's nice.
I want to thank Anchorage for passing the park bonds in April, and look forward to a party on the bridge later in the summer when we rebuild a bridge on the coastal trail. Looking forward to that.
I've seen so many pictures of the dead bridge posted everywhere, and now we can fix things like that.
Yes. It's significant that the voters of Anchorage were willing to pass a park and trail bond and support the assets that we have, because the coastal trail is really an amazing gem. And of course, right there connects the downtown to Westchester Lagoon and the rest of the coastal trail. So very excited that we get an opportunity to replace that bridge and replace other bridges along the coastal trail that are in need of it.
You know, I think take for granted sometimes these all these little that Anchorage is festooned with these little pockets of paradise.
That's right. Mm. Well, I try to get over here often enough to not take it for granted with the public.
So there's a cause for celebration.
Yes, we have something to celebrate tomorrow, and that is that we have awarded 15 challenge grants to different people and community groups around town. They are taking the opportunity to raise money and put volunteer time into their own park projects that are near and dear to their hearts. So we have a wide array of projects, including fairly small Eagle Scout projects to, school projects. I'd like to go over
now, these are the grants that have been awarded already, specifically.
We just recently awarded them.
I know we talk about the application process sometime back. Wow, this is cool.
We put the awards out, and tomorrow is the celebration announcement at Town Square Park at noon. And so we're hoping to give these challenge grantees a little bit of community recognition, because they're stepping up to the plate and deciding there's a park project that's important to these people, and they want to get it done. And they're willing to roll up their sleeves. Most of them are going to be in fundraising mode for about a year, so hopefully you'll hear about them again. But we will have amazing park projects all over town, and they will be very different from one another.
Have the awardees already been notified of their awards? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
And they are going to show up at Town Square Park tomorrow,
okay.
And they will have props with them, because we like to take photos of all the kids with props and signs and, you know, funny hats. So
we can go ahead and spill.
Yeah, let's spill
okay.
the beans.
All right.
We've got a couple of Eagle Scout candidate projects. One is going to build Nordic ski holders at Kincaid Park for waxing,
sweet.
I think. That's Eagle Scout candidate George, I'm going to butcher his last name, Sfsara. The Anchorage Waterways Council got a grant to make the fishing line collection stations at various spots in Anchorage parks. You know, there's a pipe and you stick the old fishing line in there to protect our wildlife.
So it'll strangle up all the fish and the ducks and the
things
that go
along. The Anchorage Community Land Trust has an exciting one. They're going to be doing wayfinding signs in Ship Creek to let you know how to get in and out of Mountain View. That has been needed for a long time, because that trail system is an amazing asset. But it's the on and off ramps, right?
Yeah.
Where am I on the trail system? So wayfinding is a big theme of the challenge grants this year. We did 9 trail projects and 15 projects total. So the Single Track Advocates got some money to maintain the Hillside and Kincaid Park single track trails for mountain biking. Those are really popular, and they want to do, I think, some pretty significant improvements to those and keep them, which I think it's sounding like they're even going to be, they're, you know, high quality mountain bike trails for even tourists. They're going to be attractions at this point.
Okay. Even disc jockeys could use them.
Even disc jockeys
You can see my mountain bike in the back of my truck doing absolutely no good sitting out there where it is.
Well, it's getting to be the season, so I'm sure you'll be getting out more after the shows. We have the Sled Dog Racing Association, and they're going to be doing some upgrades to the bridges in Far North Bicentennial Park. They care a lot about that, and we're excited to see what they come up with. They have big plans to fix some of the aging bridges that need it. The Scenic Foothills Trail User Group, they're constructing a connector trail between Scenic Foothills Neighborhood and Far North Bicentennial Park. I'm really excited to see what's going on with that. These people are connecting a neighborhood to our trail system, and it sounds like they have a lot of community support. I don't know that they'll get construction done
this summer. Is this a big group of people?
I think so. It involves neighbors, bikers. This is going to be exciting. We want to shine a spotlight on their efforts. Because, you know, all these grantees are raising, they got up to $40,000 per grant, and then they have to raise money or put in volunteer time for up to an $80,000 project or more, of course. But a lot of the grantees overmatch. They put in so much time and energy and passion to these projects. So we're really looking forward to the outcomes.
You know, we look in terms of, I mean, the money is absolutely crucial, but we think about the human capital that, you know, that people are willing to invest in the parks and in the trails speaks volumes about our community.
Well, I think it's a really beautiful way to build community. I have a friend who got one of the grants. It's a small neighborhood park in kind of Spinard, Turnagain area. It's right on Fish Creek. And she's going to have an opportunity, Shauna Toma, to engage all these neighbors that she has a variety of relationships with. And then there's the Spinard Community Council, but there's also like a Spinard Business District, and there's a lot of music in Spinard and arts and culture, and there's organizations that are ready to, I think, pitch in. And Fish Creek Trail is such an asset to Spinard, but you don't know where you are on Fish Creek Trail, so there's going to be wayfinding signs, and then even an Eagle Scout is participating in helping upgrade some of the benches and some of the sites, and they want a new playground too. So it'll be really exciting to see what parts of the community come together on a project that they all care about and all have a little piece of the action. So that's one of the really fun things. We've got a few Girdwood projects. There's a tennis project that is underway. They're going to rehabilitate the tennis courts.
Can you play tennis and a hacky sack at the same time?
tennis courts?
I'm just thinking of all my friends in Girdwood, you know.
I think it's right next to the skate park.
Okay. All right, very good.
But then there are two projects that we funded that we call Schools on Trails, where we're getting school kids and neighbors engaged in what the community needs for the trail system. So the Nunaka Valley Elementary kids are coming tomorrow and helping us celebrate at Town Square Park at noon their outdoor classroom. And it's Miss Nesset's second grade class. They are definitely going to win for cute. They are really, really fun, and they're so passionate about the trail improvements they need. So we're really looking forward to see what they come up
That's
with.
That's a special grant qualifier as being really cute.
It is.
Gets you a leg up there.
They had me at hello.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to be fun. Well, we get set to wrap up here, Beth. Let's talk about make sure everybody knows the nuts and bolts about the gathering for the celebration.
We're gathering tomorrow, Friday, at noon at Town Square Park. And it's just going to be a celebration to give community recognition to all of these challenge grantees. So if you're a challenge grantee, remember that you're coming, bring your props. And if you're friends and family of one of the challenge grantees, please come. We'd love to have you. We are celebrating all that people want to do in parks and trails.
And did you mention that there's food involved?
We have kettle corn. I think kettle corn makes a festive event.
It does so very much. Congratulations to the Anchorage Park Foundation, and unspeakable thanks to the community for getting involved. Beth Nordland, ED of Anchorage Park Foundation, thanks for joining us today on Morning Line. And come back, see us in a couple weeks. We've got more fun stuff to talk about, right?
Park Founders Day, June 13th.
Okay.
Everyone's invited.
Stay here for more information. Thanks, Beth. 8:59 coming up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. Of course, you can join the show toll-free, 1-800-99-NATIVE. That's also 1-800-996-2848. Don't forget, at 8 o'clock after the World Cafe tonight, it is Laura Moscatello or Laurence Blakely with World Voices. And till tomorrow when it's TGIF, have a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
90.3 KNBA, proud to present Portugal the Man at the Alaska State Fair.
Come on in, take a seat next to me. You know we got what you need.
The Wasilla Band returns to the Valley for a show Wednesday, September 2nd. Concert and ticket information now available at alaskastatefair.org. Portugal the Man at the Alaska State Fair, presented by 90.3 KNBA. Music matters. KMBA programming is supported by Terry Hennessy, a member of our Northern Lights.